The Financial Symphony. Helping you compose a more harmonious financial plan and getting your portfolio in tune. So sit back while we strike up the band. The Financial Symphony starts now.
Thank you very much for joining us for today's edition of the Financial Symphony. I'm Rod Stutz, along with Dan DiVerna, your financial consultant at Creative Financial Partners. DanDiVerna.com is where you can find out more about Dan. But here's the all-important phone number. We stress this so much. It's so important because this is your direct communication with Dan. You can get in touch with the office, and you can set up a visit. You can come in and have a conversation with Dan, and I promise you it will be a very productive conversation. No obligation, no cost. 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. If you're in Perrysburg, wherever you are in the northwestern Ohio area, go ahead and call 800-373-9715. Dan, it's always good to be with you.
And good being here with you.
We're going to talk about some really interesting things on today's show. Let's start with financial planning and future generations. You know, we always talk about how the key is a plan. You need a plan. No matter how old your kids get, there's also a good chance they'll still play some sort of role in your financial plan. Let's talk about some of the common scenarios that you see where children somehow come into play during the retirement planning process. How do you advise people in these particular situations, Dan, and what are some of the things they need to be thinking about? Number one, families where mom and dad are on the verge of retirement with kids that are adults but still on the payroll in some way or another. I know you run into that a lot.
It's more and more common. It's happening, well, rather consistently, and it seems – you know, it's kind of tough because you're talking with moms in particular who really love the mothering process, and they can't imagine, you know, anything but being helpful and loving to their kids. But there certainly comes a time when you can't do everything for everyone. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to have to pick your spots. And I think of a good client of mine and the tough conversation and what that looked like. I mean, really, this mother and father were being, in my opinion, abused by a lazy, kind of a lazy kid. And they were really, it was causing stress throughout the family, not just because mom and dad are thinking of their retirement and how they're going to have to put this off because of their kid that's moved back in with them. But also they have the situation of the other kids feeling like they're not getting a fair shake because mom and dad are taking such good care of the one that's moved back in. And so there's family strife all the way around, and there's a guilty feeling for mom and dad having to have a tough conversation that really, you know, anybody from the outside thinks we shouldn't have to have this in the first place, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, I'm sure.
So that's a tough one.
Yeah,
but
there are lots of
situations. Unfortunately, way
like
more
that.
Common.
Yeah. Yeah. What about parents who had kids a little later in life and are still paying for college, but at the same time, they're trying to head into retirement and get into that phase of their life?
Yeah, this is a tough one, too. We see more and more parents who are starting families at a much later place in life. So we've got, in fact, I have a gentleman that's retiring right now who is retired, and yet he is going to have some student debt that he's signed on for, and he's helping pay back. So we're trying to do a retirement plan. We're factoring into the retirement plan. We're factoring in how we're going to help, you know, little Susie with her college payments and some of that stuff. So it's a very interesting kind of trying to walk that line. In this particular case, it's okay because he's done a great job accumulating money, and he had a great start at the beginning of his career, really, when he didn't have any responsibilities. He was very responsible. So he's in a situation where he can kind of do this, and he can help. But not everybody's got that situation. So it's case by case for sure.
Dan, I know that you also deal with a lot of grandparents who sincerely want to help with education costs for their grandchildren. How do you help them?
Well, we have a lot of grandparents, and we think an awful lot of them. And, you know, everybody that hears me at all on the radio hears me talking about my grandparents kind of almost constantly, because I have breakfast with grandpa at least once or twice a week at 93 years old. But we think of it like people have kids and they really like them, and then they have grandkids and they love them. And so if they have the ability, and we have this conversation weekly, to be able to help those grandkids while they're still alive and they get to actually be part of the experience, it's one of the favorite things. So we strongly encourage that, and we love to help facilitate that. And there's many different ways that we do it, saving for college, helping with houses, doing lots of different unique planning, things like that are just some of the things that we're doing on a very consistent basis to help grandparents kind of share their love while they're still here.
If you'd like to arrange to have a conversation with Dan DiVerna about all of these issues and related to financial planning and future generations, if you see yourself in some of these situations we're talking about, here's the number you can call, 800-373-9715. And it's not even necessary to wait until the end of the show. You can go ahead and call right now if you like, 800-373-9715. Just leave your contact information. You can arrange a visit. You can come into Perrysburg, meet with Dan in his office at Creative Financial Partners. And again, it's 800-373-9715. I know that you also deal with a lot of aging parents who are counting on their children to take care of them in their later years. Sometimes I say that as a joke, but, you know, sincerely, a lot of people really do depend on that.
Yeah, there's an awful lot of them that say, well, you know, I've got my one daughter who's a nurse, and I'm sure she'll take care of me. And that's well and good, but as being part of a family that did that, I'll tell you, you know, my grandmother on my father's side moved in with my parents, and I remember when she fell out of the tub and broke her hip, and what that looked like to see my dad running down the hallway. And if you know my dad, he's not a guy that, you know, would normally be in a situation like this, but very humbling for my grandmother. I can't imagine what she was going through and thinking about. And then my dad and how he physically, as he's trying to help her and just all of that. And he's got other siblings and they're not local. And there's just so many moving parts. And to put all that responsibility on a family member, you know, and say that's the plan, that's just not much of a plan. So we don't love the idea of doing that at all. We'd like to have some plans put in place that give us a little bit more control over the way that we're going to be taken care of at a later stage of life. You know, one of the things that we're always talking about is giving ourselves options. You know, one of the things we don't want to have to lean on any family members to have to take care of things, because it's really a tough spot for everybody.
Certainly a heavy responsibility to lay on someone. And as we've talked so many times before, a lot of people, their main goal in retirement is not to be a burden on their kids or their grandkids. And, you know, I mean, that's just a really tough situation to be in. How about, this is a little bit more pleasant situation here. How about people who want to be very intentional about leaving a financial legacy to their kids and their grandkids?
Yeah, this is a little bit more fun for us, and this is definitely something we spend a lot of time doing. We have many, many people who say, boy, I'd like to make sure that at the very least I get to do this. And so when it comes to legacy planning, we're definitely one of the best at this. It's right up our alley. We're doing it all the time with setting up things that happen no matter what else happens on the planet. So we have many clients who they're on their retirement plan, it might run a little thin and they might not have an excess of money, but they say, geez, if I can buy a life insurance policy, for instance, and nothing happens until the second of us passes away, but we could leave a legacy to our grandkids, that would just be awesome. Mm-hmm. And what a windfall that would be. And the idea of leaving things to your kids, that sounds great too. But the only difference is when you think about it, if you're living to be 90 years old, which is what my expectation is, I mean, my grandpa's doing it. Yeah. So I'm going to live to be at least in my 90s, if not 100 years old plus. By the time I'm 100 and actually considering passing away, my kids are going to be in their 70s and 80s or 80 years old in their 60s. They're already retired.
Yeah.
So the idea of leaving something to my grandkids when they really are in that prime spot in life, when they can really do something great, it sounds pretty awesome to me. And if you think that this idea sounds good, and we do a lot of this planning, what I would encourage you to do is the toughest thing that we ask our radio listeners to do. And what that is to just call in or go to our website and check in with us and leave us a message or connect with us one way or another, and we'll reach back out and we will have a very casual conversation about what your hopes are, what your dreams are, or if it's a financial planning issue. Maybe you haven't got the confidence that, that the plan that you're on and the plan that you're with right now is the right plan for you. If that's the case, give us a call. It'll be a very casual setting. We're every bit as casual in person as we are on the radio, but I would love the opportunity to sit down and have that talk with you. So just give us a call.
800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. That's your Financial Symphony number to call. Dan DiVerna. He is your financial consultant serving Northwestern Ohio. If you live anywhere in the Toledo area, remember Dan's office is in Perrysburg, and you can call 800-373-9715 to make one of those really casual, comfortable, easy, pleasant visits happen. 800-373-9715. You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Dan DiVerna, the star of our show. We'll have more coming up on today's program right after this.
Prior to a performance, it's essential that all musicians get in tune. Without proper tuning, the performance will suffer and the sound will... it won't be music to your ears. Tuning in the financial world is equally important. Make sure your financial plan is pitch perfect by calling today.
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
It's time for another Musical Connection, where we blend the worlds of music and finance together. Here's friend of the show, financial advisor, and musician Mark Lloyd with Ron Stutz.
It is time now for another Musical Connection on the Financial Symphony. So, Mark Lloyd, today let's talk about hidden gems. Hidden gems in the financial world and in the world of music, which both you and I absolutely love. I got a hidden gem I could throw at you. It's not really hidden, but it's a much underappreciated band as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
How about Little Feet?
Yeah! Well, not as popular. I mean, that you would hear that more on FM radio back in the day.
Yeah.
You know?
I think they should be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because they've influenced a lot of people. Lowell George was amazing, but they, you know, they don't really have that widespread appeal that so many bands out there do, but boy, this guy's been so talented over the years.
What is your favorite Little Feet track?
I would say Fat Man in the Bathtub.
Okay.
There was a fat man in the bathtub. Wait a minute. It's getting a little bit too close to home. I better stop.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Me too. That's exactly what I was thinking.
With
blues. Let me tell you what I think of hidden, when you said hidden gem in the music industry.
Yeah, okay.
I wasn't thinking about a band maybe that is not as you know, famous.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking more about the behind-the-scenes hidden gems on how songs are created.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was kind of digging deeper. Maybe this is my financial background coming in, looking deeper into the creation, you know, into how songs were created and designed.
Right.
But, you know, right now I am getting a super big fix on the Beatles channel on XM Sirius.
Oh, I bet so, yeah.
And not only are they playing the hits, but they're playing other versions of the hits back when they were demos. Mm-hmm. They're playing the demos of the songs. And I heard, like on the White Album, Rocky Raccoon, which was one of Paul McCartney's songs, I heard, like, the eighth take on Rocky Raccoon the other day, and it didn't sound anything like the record.
But it was really cool, wasn't it?
It sounded more like it was country, bluegrass.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is so cool. And I'm getting into some of the early Beatles stuff and some of the influences that they had. And to me, that's hidden gems. I love the history of music. I love going back and looking at how songs were created back in the recording process. And I could just sit there and watch hours and hours and hours or listen to hours and hours and hours of that just to get more knowledge about it. To me, that's the hidden gems of music.
Yeah. Well, maybe you can tell us about a hidden gem in the financial world, maybe a strategy or a tool or an idea that most people don't know about and certainly don't implement.
Let me throw one at you.
All right.
Because that's an easy one. Life insurance. Mm-hmm. When someone thinks of life insurance, you know, in most cases, it's like, okay, I have a policy. It may be worth $500,000. It may be worth $1 million, whatever. And it's a death benefit that if I should die, my spouse or my family inherits this money tax free. Especially if I'm young, I've got this money may be used to make up lost income because I prematurely died, or maybe I have debt, like I need to pay off my wife or spouse would need to pay off a mortgage, and we would need to have money to pay that off and pay the bills off, put the kids through college. And they think that's what life insurance is for. But you know that when you get closer to retirement, life insurance could be a very valuable tool in your portfolio. And let me give you two examples how. There are policies today, and these are what we call permanent policies that are building cash value. And let's say that our death benefit is a face amount is $500,000. There are policies out here today that if I needed to tap into that $500,000 and use it for long-term care while I'm alive, I can do that. I don't have to die to get to the death benefit. It's called a chronic illness rider. And I've got clients today, instead of buying an expensive long-term care insurance policy, and, you know, you run the risk that if you don't use it, you lose it. You know, and we're seeing massive rate increases on some of these long-term care policies. I'm seeing today where this has been a viable alternative to some folks. Hey, we know two things in life are certain. Ben Franklin, death and taxes. We're going to die one day. So if I can have this death benefit that I could set aside for long-term care, but if I'm one of the fortunate ones not to need it, I could, my family's going to inherit that tax-free. So it's not like if we don't use it, we lose it. And that has been a great option for some folks in their financial plan. Life insurance, that cash value inside of there, can also be used as tax-free income too. And we can explain to you how you can draw tax-free income from a life insurance policy. It could be like a Roth IRA alternative because that cash value is counted as a loan. It could be withdrawn tax-free. So, you know, tell the folks how to get in touch with us, Ron, to learn more about that kind of strategy.
Just pick up the phone and call 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. You can get a complimentary review of your financial plan. Just call now to take advantage. 800-373-9715.
I know it's only rock and roll and retirement, but I like it. Stay tuned to the Financial Symphony.
Welcome back to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz along with Dan DiVerna, your financial consultant at Creative Financial Partners in Perrysburg. The number to call to get in touch with Dan is 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Call and leave your contact information, and you can come in and have a connection with Dan DiVerna in his office in Perrysburg, and conversation about all those things we talk about on the radio show. You know, Dan can give you lots of good advice and give you lots of wonderful ideas here on the radio, but he can't really get specific with you unless he knows more about your situation. And everybody's situation is a little different. Dan, we'll call this segment of a show, we'll entitle this, How Do You Know? How can somebody know the answer to these questions? And I'm about to throw out here, how do you know how much income you're going to need when you retire?
Well, this is a question. There's a couple questions that I do get all the time, and this is one of them. And the first thing I would say is if you don't have a financial plan and you're getting close to retirement, you should get one. We don't even charge to do this thing. So what we call it our money map. And what we do is we come in and people bring their financial junk drawer. So all the stuff that they've accumulated through life, they've got 401ks from previous employers. They've got one from their current employer. They've got social security statements and pensions and all these different things. And we ask them to bring it all in and then we analyze it. And we spend a lot of time on this. So one of the things that we ask is is that we want you to be pretty serious by the point that you ask us to do this, because we don't charge, but we'll put hours and hours of preparation into this financial plan, this money map, this roadmap to show you exactly what retirement looks like. Some of the things we will need to know, though, is what's your budget? I mean, I've got clients who are looking to retire and sit on the back porch and smoke cigars, and that's not real expensive unless you like really expensive cigars.
Yeah, really.
Other ones that want to travel the world. You know, I want to go on a cruise every quarter. I want to make sure I'm hitting Hawaii every 5 years. I'm going to consider buying a house down in Florida and spending time up here and spending time down there. And no matter which one of those people you are, that's okay. We want to build that plan specific to you. Now, one of the things that's unique about us here at Creative Financial Partners is when we created that money map process, every single one looks different. So this is not a situation where you're going to run into having the same exact plan as a friend or a neighbor or a relative or anyone, because we designed this specifically for you from the ground up. And so you know that this experience is unique. And yes, it takes a little bit of time, but I'll tell you what, there is not much better than when I'm looking across to a client and we have gotten through that whole money map process and they realize that they can actually retire if that's what they want to do and they're going to be just fine. It's one of the most rewarding parts of my job.
Oh, what a great feeling that must be. Well, that's how you determine how much income you'll need when you retire. But Dan, how do you know how much money you should have in the bank?
Well, the bank question is super popular because obviously money in the bank is earning almost nothing. And so everyone likes to have that comfort level, and I call it your magic number. And it's a comfort level, and it's independent. Everybody's got a little different comfort level. So I've got some clients that say, I just need a few $1,000 because I have a credit card that could get me by, and I have investments that I could access if I needed to in just a short period of time. I have other clients that want to keep $100,000 in the bank because they like the idea of being able to go to the bank and get that money just like that. And so whichever one of those folks you are, that's okay. We want you to be able to have that comfortable feeling and make sure that your number is a number that you're going to feel happy with and comfortable with, and that we can make sure that those things all work together, and we'll have contingent plans for some of the what ifs. And that's kind of the situation is, I know that's not a solid answer on that question, but everybody's got such a unique opinion on this one.
Well, how do you know? That is the title of this portion of our conversation today. And we've talked about how much income you'll need, how much money you need to have in the bank. Dan, how do you know how much risk you ought to be taking with your investments?
Well, the first thing is I go back to that money map process because we're going to have a lot of conversations about that. We want to make sure we understand. The most important thing is for us to understand you and to make sure that my team here has a true feel for who you are. And if you're the type of person that really can't handle looking at your statement and seeing that it went down a little bit, we need to factor that in. I mean, I remember I've got a client that whose name was Roy, and Roy was in his late 80s, and he invested like a 20-year-old because he understood the market, and he really was comfortable with the ups and downs, and he really was excited about the upside potential. And then I have others who are in their 20s and 30s, and sometimes those folks are saying, geez, I can't handle a statement that goes down at all. And if that's the case, then we're going to need to invest at a far more aggressive pace, because the rate of return on our assets is not going to be nearly as much. But we're able to figure those things in, to factor in your risk. We just take a lot of time on the front end to make sure we're understanding you, and then we apply that into the money map, and it really works fantastic.
If you'd like to get in touch with Dan DiVerna, you can call 800-373-9715. That is your Financial Symphony number, 800-373-9715. I'll give you that number again in just a few minutes here, but might be a good idea to go ahead and write that down. How do you know? How do you know if the fees in your portfolio are too high, Dan?
Well, this is something else that we're talking about on a pretty much a daily basis anymore. And so we're digging in and letting people know what the fees are. And I think this is something, as we're starting to see more transparency, certainly you could look in the Google universe and figure it out for your own self. But we would encourage you, you know, if you just want a second opinion, and we'd be glad to sit down and we'll kind of comb through those and we'll give you a firm understanding of that. Just please understand. And most of our listeners aren't that naive, but to think that somebody's doing this for free even if it's in your 401k plan, there are fees that are affiliated there and that are tied in.
Dan, I'm going to get personal with this question here because, you know, you certainly, there are a lot of advantages for folks to come in and get to know you, meet with you. How do you know if you're out there in radio land and you're hearing all this conversation about planning for retirement, how do you know if an advisor is a good fit for you?
Well, I think that that's something that you should feel. My wife and I kind of have a disagreement on this one because she used to work with me, boy, 15 years ago. And then when we started Creative Financial Partners, she was here a lot for a while. And I always call it the warm fuzzy, and she always made fun of me and thought that was such a terrible way to say it. I disagree. I've never found anything that explains it better than feeling that warm fuzzy. And there's something that happens when you kind of turn your whole retirement plan over to somebody and you say, hey, I'm trusting you from here on out. You have to have such a firm and high level of trust. And so if you don't feel that, if that doesn't resonate with your current advisor, it's the perfect opportunity for you to pick up the phone, for you to go to my website and just reach out to us. And maybe, just maybe, I'm the guy that you can kind of toss the keys to and know and trust that I'm going to bring you home and I'm going to get you to where you want to go. And if you don't have that current feeling with your advisor, then you need to find it because it's extremely important. It's the same thing that we have with mechanics and attorneys and dentists and all these key people. We have to have key people that we trust in certain areas. And so if you'd like to get the experience and have the opportunity to have that conversation with me, I would love to have that opportunity. It's a big part of why we're on the radio so often is because we want to share with Northwest Ohio what we know. And that's that our money map process is a good process to walk through. And even if you're just looking to get a second opinion, give us a call. Reach out. We'd love to hear from you.
800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. It's important to point out that there is no obligation at all. It's not going to cost you. 800-373-9715. Just come in and have a visit with Dan DiVerna. I think you will really enjoy it. Go through the money map process, and if you like, walk away at the end, and that's cool as well. However, there are lots of people who have become clients because they sit down and they're very comfortable with Dan DiVerna, and he's been doing this for a very long time. It can help you, certainly. If you live anywhere in Northwest Ohio, then come on in. 800-373-9715. Dan DiVerna's office is in Perrysburg, and we'll be back with more on today's show in just a moment. This is the Financial Symphony.
It can take a composer weeks, months, or even years to put together their magnum opus. That's because they take the time to find just the right notes, chords, and melodies. And while a great financial plan won't take years to put together, you should take the same pride and attention to make sure it's the perfect plan for you.
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
It's time for another Musical Connection, where we blend the worlds of music and finance together. Here's friend of the show, financial advisor and musician Mark Lloyd with Bronze Studs.
This is the Musical Connection. Mark, here on the Financial Symphony today, let's talk about another hidden gem. Today we're talking about hidden gems both in the financial world and the world of music. And I got a hidden gem for you when it comes to music, and that would be, now I know all about them and you know all about them, but a lot of people don't, the Funk Brothers. They were
the
like
Funk, yeah, F-U-N-K?
The Funk Brothers. They were
I don't know if I know about them.
They were the house band, the musicians behind all those great Motown hits.
Oh, now I knew they had a house band, but I didn't know the name of them.
Oh, man, they were so incredible. James Jamerson was a bass player. I mean, these guys were so good. They played on all these hit records. And in the last few years, they've gotten some recognition because there was this documentary made called Standing in the Shadows of Motown. And that's what they did. And it's just fantastic. If you haven't seen that, you got to see it. There's one particular cover version of a song that's, they have all these artists come in and do these old Motown songs with the Funk Brothers playing in the background. My favorite from the whole thing is Joan Osborne doing What Becomes of the Brokenhearted.
Was that a Temptation song originally?
Jimmy Ruffin.
Jimmy Ruffin. Okay.
Yeah, David Ruffin's older brother.
Okay.
But she does a bang-up job on that, and it's just fun watching these old funk brothers, the ones who have survived after all this time, playing on stage with her and all the other musicians. You got a hidden gem when it comes to music?
That one there is tops it. But I was thinking, when you started talking about hidden gems like that, I was thinking about all the different kind of house bands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look at like, you know, you think the Monkees could play their own instruments?
Not really.
They had a band behind them. They had in the studio, it was somebody else playing the instruments.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, TV would make you think the Monkees play their own instruments. So when you started talking about the Funk Brothers, I was thinking about other situations or other similarities when it came to house bands inside of the studio.
Mm-hmm. How about the Archies and groups like that?
Yeah.
Know, that was totally fabricated.
Absolutely. How about CC and the Music Factory?
Yeah, exactly right. The woman who did the vocals on there
was not that little skinny, yeah, you know, hot-looking girl on the video.
Exactly, but the woman who had the voice. And
man, she had a voice.
She was legit, man. And that thin young woman couldn't
sing a note.
That's right, exactly. But she looked good, so they used
her. Yes, she did. Sold records.
Well, how about financially? Can you think of another hidden gem financially?
Absolutely. I'm going to throw you for a loop.
All right.
You ready? A fixed indexed annuity.
I got you. I know it. I knew it wasn't going to be a variable annuity.
No. And I've talked on how many times how much I do not like variable annuities on this show. I don't like the fees attached to them. I don't like, you know, the volatility that's attached to them. You know, I don't like the lack of liquidity that's attached to them. But, you know, but I'm going to tell you, in my own portfolio, I own some fixed index annuities. And I tell you what I use them for. I use them for the safe part, the safe money part of my future retirement. I know that the greatest wealth creation tool on the planet, folks, in my mind, are still stocks. I can't find anything out here better than stocks as the greatest financial tool on the planet as far as growing your money. But when it comes to balancing out risk, I'm using a fixed index annuity because that's my safe bucket, and I'm able to use that as a bond alternative. So I know that when I have when you put my total portfolio together, it's more balanced. And there are some great programs and products that are available out here today in that area, in that field, that is paying some very good interest rates. You know, more than what bonds are paying. And I have the extra safety of knowing that it's not if, but when the next market downturn happens, that every dime in there is going to be safe because it's protected principal 365 days a year. And some of those even have guaranteed growth rates if you're planning on using it for future income down the road and creating a check of lifetime income. And some of them even double that check if you get sick and need long-term care. It's not the same type of program or product that it used to be years ago. It's evolved, and the second generation versions of these are worth taking a second look at. You know, the thing about it is, this is a hidden gem because of that A word, and you know, I don't like annuities. But I'm telling you, there are some that I do like, and this is one of them. So, Ron, tell the folks what they need to do.
Just pick up the phone and call 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. You can get a complimentary review of your financial plan. Just call now to take advantage. 800-373-9715.
Did you know that a single violin is made from more than 70 individual pieces of wood? Incredible ingenuity and artistry goes into making an instrument that beautiful. And the same kind of care should be put into your financial plan. Keep listening to the Financial Symphony to learn how to make it happen.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz of Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners. And Dan DiVerna, of course, can be reached at 800-373-9715. You can arrange to come in for a visit with Dan, 800-373-9715. If you'd like to find out more about him, you can also go to dandiverna.com. But again, that all-important toll-free phone number is 800-373-9715. On today's edition of the Financial Symphony, it is time for the Community Connection, and Dan has a very special guest today. So, Dan, I'll turn it over to you.
So today in the studio here, I've got Matt McClure, who not only is he a good friend of mine, but he's also been with Nationwide for quite a while, and he's one of the largest, I believe, property and casualty and homeowner insurance and all that stuff that he does guy here in Northwest Ohio. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. This is pretty cool. I've never done this before. I've been on the radio, you know, like this, so I'm excited. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll just kind of start in with a few questions. And the very first question that I've got is, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where'd you come from? And boy, what in the world got you into insurance?
You know, what got me into insurance was a car. I had a car that was pretty sad, and I was right out of college and probably like a lot of graduates, not quite sure what I was going to do, and had an opportunity to get into the insurance field, and they offered me a new car. So that was it. I was in. You know, I was focused after that. So started back in 92 in the insurance business. Actually started with a relationship with Nationwide Insurance in 94 and really been affiliated with them ever since. Took over or started my own agency in 98. So almost 20 years now I've been an agent in the Maumee area. And it's hard to believe. You say that out loud and it's like, wow,
yeah,
20 years.
Yeah, I know. We started our office here better than 12 years ago now. We were just talking about it just a few days ago, and it's really, you know, gosh, it ages you pretty quick. But I know your office recently moved, but could you tell us where exactly are you located at?
Yeah, the address is 1302 Conant Street. So we're right on the main drag there in Maumee, just north of the railroad tracks. We're kind of right in between Habitat for Humanity, and there's a large Mack Volvo dealership, and it's just north of Timbers Bowling, too, which is a good landmark. So, yeah, we've only been there for about 6 months. We were on Dussel Drive for quite a while, but, again, we're on Conant Street now. It's great. It's a great location. We're very happy with it. I've got 8 associates and myself, so the extra room was welcome, that's for sure. And you had mentioned, you know, products. We specialize in the home, auto, and really anything that goes with that, boats, bikes, toys, small businesses is definitely right in our wheelhouse.
Awesome. So what would you say, is there one primary thing that if you're talking to people and they ask you, boy, what's the one mistake that people make or the one thing that maybe they take for granted regarding insurance, what might that be?
Well, probably the biggest mistake that I think that you see on a regular basis is that, you know, insurance or specifically auto insurance is just a commodity. And, you know, every company is the same. And, you know, it's price is really the most important thing. Obviously, price is very important. But insurance is just like anything else. You know, I don't care if it's a pair of jeans or a new car. There's so many different cars out there. Obviously, not all the cars are the same. You've got different levels of quality. You've got the same thing with insurance. You definitely have different levels of quality. Some companies are much easier to work with. Some companies they make it more seamless when you have a claim, and that's why you have insurance, let's face it. So, you know, I think sometimes people just take it for granted and they say, you know, let's go online and just find something cheap. Well, that's what you're going to come across. You're going to come across something that's probably not worth a whole lot. So that's probably the biggest mistake I see.
Yeah, I think about that when I see all these commercials, and we see them all the time, and we get them in our line of work. You don't even need a human, you know. But I think, like, if something happens, you know, like if a tree falls on my house, or if, you know, heaven forbid, something happens and I'm needing to talk to somebody, my crisis mode, I want to talk to somebody that I actually have somewhat of a relationship with or can kind of picture their face and hold them responsible or accountable on some level. I think, you know, until that happens, maybe you think you're saving a few bucks, but I wonder when it's really time and the rubber hits the road, if you will, if you're saving anything at all, and the headaches that you'd be willing to trade off money for headaches for sure. You know?
There's no question, and it's uncanny. A lot of times I'll be meeting with a new client, and maybe they just purchased a new home, and we're looking at their auto insurance, and they always have a younger generation. They have Progressive, Geico, because that's what they see on TV nonstop. You are just bombarded with that type of advertising, and again, it's uncanny. I get into their coverage, and they've got state minimum liability. They don't even know what they have because they went online, they clicked, you know, what was the most affordable premium when they came up on their screen, and typically they're very surprised at what they don't have. it's concerning once you actually break it down. And I think there's a real value there. You know, if people like, you know, going online, doing something, you know, fast, you know, after hours, I can totally appreciate that. I do too. It's funny how much I shop online now compared to what maybe 5 years ago. But there's definitely, I think there's some importance that you have somebody in the community locally that you can stop by their office, you know. You can stop by, you know who you're going to be talking to, you call the number, you're not just going to talk to somebody random every time, you know the agent, you know their team, and there's real value.
So if somebody wanted to get in touch with you, what's the phone number, or where can they kind of find you at, on the web or on via phone or whatever?
Yeah, we'll start with what people like, right, the web. So it's McClure Insurance Group.com. So all of our information is right there. You can even share some information with us, or we'll definitely get back to you right away. Our phone number is 419-891-9494. And when you get the automated attendant, just hit 3 for quote. Goes right to us. Those are probably the two easiest ways. Email mcclurm@nationwide.com, and feel free to shoot me a note.
Awesome, awesome. So back to kind of where we were before, we wanted to get your contact info out there. If you were to give one piece of advice to the audience, because we have a lot of people with a lot of different age groups that are listening right now, like, what's that one thing that you see consistently that if somebody's thinking they've got everything covered, maybe they don't?
Well, you know, I think first of all, find an agency that's convenient for you, local, and somebody that you like. I think it's important, you know, it's important that you guys have a good relationship and find an agent that's connected. You know, a lot of my peers out there are kind of semi-retired. So, you know, that's something that you have to be, observant of and leery of. So, find a good agent, somebody that's easy to work with and easy to contact, and do a review. It's surprising. You might go 10 years without actually sitting down with somebody and reviewing your insurance. A lot of times I get asked, you know, how often should you review your insurance? And, you know, the textbook answer is probably once a year. But, you know, I don't know if that's really right. I think everybody, has their own trials and tribulations. And I'm more inclined to meet with somebody when they have more of a life-changing event. You know, something's going on with their life. Maybe they're buying a house, or they're refinancing, getting married. I mean, unfortunately, maybe getting divorced. But these are things that happen in your life that really have a call for action. And it's a great time to sit down and make sure everything's in line.
Is there a biggest mistake that you see people make on their homeowner's insurance or on their auto insurance?
You know, on the home insurance, a lot of times it's the special endorsements that you find or unfortunately may not find on your policy. This area is known for water backup, sewer lines, just the level that we're at. Definitely want to make sure you got the, if you have a basement, you definitely want to make sure, or even a lower level, there's a lot of tri-level homes here in the area, you know, make sure you've got the appropriate water backup coverage, because most policies decline that coverage, they exclude it, and then you have to buy it back. So, make sure you've got strong water backup coverage. Identity theft coverage is something that you turn the TV on and you see it all the time. You know, it's just easily the fastest growing crime out there. Most strong policies will include that or have that endorsement for you. And just make sure you got replacement cost on everything. I mean, most premium A-plus rated companies are going to come with that now. Some have a lesser common material. Be leery of that. You want same material, same quality. So make sure your policy includes that.
Awesome. That one thing that is kind of looming out there, and I've heard this before, but I'd like to hear like a good answer to exactly like in an umbrella policy. Like what is that, and how exactly does that work?
So it's actually pretty simple. You've got your home insurance, you've got your auto insurance. On each of those policies, you have liability insurance. So like on your home insurance, typically you'll see like $300,000 for liability. On your auto insurance, hopefully you've got something consistent with that, let's say $300,000. So that's your liability. So if you're negligent in some way, you injure somebody, somebody's property is damaged, you've got that coverage, okay? The umbrella policy, and it's kind of a good name for it, it covers everything, right? It's an umbrella. It covers your home, it covers your auto, and it extends. It's an extension of coverage. So it extends that by $1 million or $2 million, whatever you may need. So instead of having $300,000 on your home, instead of having $300,000 on your auto, now you have $1.3 million on everything.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, Matt, I want to thank you for stopping in and being a part of our show today. If you could give everybody, again, just in case they wanted to get in touch with you, maybe give them back with the phone number and give them the web address and how they can track you down. That would be awesome.
Yeah, again, we're on Kona Street, 1302 Kona in Maumee, McClureInsuranceGroup.com, and the number's 419-891-9494.
Awesome. Thanks, Matt.
That's fun. Thanks.
And that's our community connection today. Dan DiVerna with his special guest. You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Rod Stutz along with Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners. And the number to call one more time if you'd like to get in touch and come in for a visit with Dan is 800-373-9715. That is 1-800-373-9715. You're listening to the Financial Symphony, and there's more coming up on today's show.
Much like the musicians fine-tuning the acoustics of their instruments or analyzing the acoustics of a room before a performance, your financial maestro fine-tuned your financial plan to adapt to the ever-changing financial world. Don't settle for an advisor who offers a sales pitch and calls it a plan. Make sure you hit all the right notes in your financial plan.
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
It's time for a fireside chat as we get to know your local Financial Symphony maestro a bit better.
You're listening to Financial Symphony, Dan DiVerna, of course, on this show every week. I'm Rod Stutz. And Dan, let me ask you a question here on our Getting to Know You segment. What is the, I can't wait to find out the answer to this question. What is the biggest trouble you got into as a kid?
Well, the truth is that I didn't get in much trouble as a kid. I got in a lot of little trouble. Mm-hmm. But not very much big trouble. I grew up in Pemberville, Ohio, and so my dad always had us kind of working and moving, and we didn't sleep in on Saturdays, and we were up picking up sticks. And I remember starting to pick strawberries when I was around 12 years old, maybe 11. Mm-hmm. The biggest troubles that we were in consistently, the little trouble, was my brothers. I have two younger brothers. Each of them are a year and a half younger, and then another one yet a year and a half from him. And so we were just close enough that we fought pretty much constantly. So that was our consistent small trouble. On the big trouble end, I got caught driving. I had my temps, but I didn't have my regular license, and I got caught driving a friend's car with my friend in the car who had a driver's license. Uh-huh. But I literally passed my parents in uptown Pemberville, and I remember like looking at them, and they were looking at me. And like my mom, this is the way I remember it, kind of gave me that finger like pointing over, like pull over, you idiot. And I did that, and I was just like, oh boy. But it seemed like any time I tried to do anything, I either wasn't very good at it or my parents were really, really good at picking up on it. So I don't know what it was, but I didn't get too far out of line in high school just because, you know, I felt like they had me figured out.
Well, you turned out pretty well, so I guess it worked out
yeah.
Okay.
It takes a while sometimes, yeah. But yeah, we're doing all right.
Getting to know you, getting to know Dan DiVerna. Of course, you can get to know him a lot better if you come in and visit with him. This is the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Dan DiVerna, and there's more on the way.
It's remarkable sometimes the emotions and feelings music brings to our daily lives. It was there for graduation. On our wedding day. And sometimes even resonates on our darkest days. So as you look back on life and remember the music that strikes a chord with you, take a moment to look forward to your retirement. Will it be a time ripe with uncertainty? Or will it be a time of joy? If you're in a spot now where you don't think your current plan will deserve that kind of celebration when you reach retirement, then it's time to get a second opinion.
In Northwestern Ohio, call Dan DiVerna at 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
The Financial Symphony is reaching its crescendo. Your local financial maestro is coming up next.
This is the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz along with Dan DiVerna. Always love doing this show with Dan. Dan, of course, your financial consultant at Creative Financial Partners. And I'd love for you to call this number right now. Don't even wait until the conclusion of the show today. Call right now and beat the rush. A lot of folks will be calling in at the end of the show. 800-373-9715. That's toll-free from wherever you are in northwestern Ohio. 800-373-9715. Get in touch with Dan's office. Come into the office in Perrysburg and have a conversation about your situation. We're all unique. 800-373-9715. Dan, we have some great questions that have come in on the request line this week. We have one from Tom, and Tom lives in Perrysburg. Tom says, I'm selling my house soon and will be downsizing to a smaller home now that our kids are grown and gone. I'll get enough money from the sale of our current home that I could pay cash for our next one. Should I do that or just have a mortgage on the new home since interest rates are so low?
This is a great discussion. I love where this heads because we have a difference of opinion even in our office. So Tim Croak and I love the idea of with interest rates to use that money. I mean, if we look at our rate of return this year, we've blown, really, really done well and blown past where you would be with money in the bank or with interest rates and if you'd borrowed the money. So I feel really good about having a little bit of debt. If it's in that situation, we get to write it off. And, oh, by the way, we have access to the cash. I love where that puts us. But there's a certain comfort level with having that house paid off. And so, you know, we wrestle with this one consistently. And I'm certainly not going to tell anybody that having their house paid off is a bad deal because it's not. It's a really good deal and it's a good scenario and a good spot to be in. But the math would tell you, you should probably keep that debt, have the mortgage, have the interest to be deducted and use the money for other things. And investing is one of those things potentially. But it's a fun discussion and it's not a pressure filled discussion. And we'd love to have that discussion with you.
Well, some folks just feel better knowing that it's paid off and they don't.
There's something to be said with knowing that, you know, you're going to pay your cable bill if you need it. You're going to pay your water bill and your electric and your gas and your taxes. But, you know, not having that mortgage payment is a very, very freeing thing. And I've got an awful lot of clients that do it and I endorse it all the way. But again, I think it's a fun discussion, actually.
We have a question here from Oregon. Alexa says, I'm told that I might still be able to get some kind of benefit from my ex-husband's Social Security, even though we've been divorced for almost 10 years. Dan, is this true?
Well, this is something that we'd want to dig into a little bit. These scenarios, there's a lot of different scenarios here. It's absolutely true that you could have a situation like that. There's two or three different ways to approach it. One is to call Social Security and explain your situation. Another would be to have a sit down with your financial advisor and say, hey, I heard this. Is this true? And the last is if you don't have a financial advisor or if you're looking to try to meet one, here I am. So give me a ring and we can walk it through.
Well, that would certainly be a windfall if you didn't know that this was true and then all of a sudden you found out and you could actually get a Social Security payment from your ex-husband, let's say, and at the same time it's not going to affect his income from Social Security either. So it's kind of a win-win situation.
Yeah, we've run into these situations so many times. I mean, I work with so many of the folks in the Mercy system. Mm-hmm. And so with Catholic Health Partners and Mercy, and it's one of those things where we have so many surprises that we answer. And I was sitting down with somebody just this week and we made a phone call and we got done with the phone call and she sat there with an absolute astonished look on her face. And I said, you know, I'll change the name, but Janet, what's going on? And she's like, Dan, I had no idea we had that money there. Like, are you telling me that I have that amount of money in an account that I didn't even know about? And sometimes just having that familiarity and having someone that's walked down that path as many times as we have, which in the Mercy Healthcare situation was, I don't even know. We have hundreds of clients in our office alone that work in that system. And so to be able to help and guide people down the path, that they are not familiar with, but we are. It's one of the most rewarding parts of our job. It's really awesome.
It must really be. 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715, your number to get in touch with Dan DiVerna at Creative Financial Partners, serving all of northwestern Ohio. If you live in Toledo, wherever you are, Perrysburg, doesn't matter, get in touch with Dan DiVerna, 800-373-9715. One more question today, Dan, from the request line. A question from Aaron, who lives in Toledo. Aaron says, I've always assumed that it's better to work with a big financial company because they presumably have so many resources compared to a smaller independent office. What would be the reason for working with a smaller company?
Well, we were just giggling about, you know, Creative Financial Partners now has been here over 12 years. And so I don't even want to think of us in not Northwest Ohio as a smaller company anymore, although I know we are. But now we have over 30 people that work here. And I remember when there was just four of us. So it's funny and interesting, you know, but the neat things that we have is we're completely independent. So nobody tells us what to do. We have a client first philosophy. We have the blinders off. We don't have an insurance or investment company telling us this is who you need to do business with and this is why. We don't have any obligations or owe anybody any of that. And we also don't have proprietary products. So you won't see anything with the Creative Financial Partners brand on it because we don't do things that way. So it's a really interesting thing. It's the evolution of who we are. But we also do the banking with National Financial, which is a part of Fidelity, and that Fidelity brand is well known. So you know on the banking side of things, we have the one of the biggest companies, the most reputable companies that are backing us up. And we love that we made that decision years ago when we made that decision, and we're really happy. And to be honest with you, we did it at the time for convenience on some level, that we could have a turnkey program where we'd have access to almost any stock, bond, mutual fund, or investment that people wanted to get to, with all the insurance companies that we also use and all the experts in all the different areas. So if you have a question about any of these specific things, If you need something that's out of my field of expertise, we have 20 some other people here that do so many other things, everything from accounting to attorneys to having long-term care, medical, and all those types of things all wrapped up in one place. So if you have a question and you're not quite sure where to try to find the answer to, and it's got something to do with your financial junk drawer, I would encourage you to call us or look me up on my website, and we will track down the answer for you. It's one of the big things that we feel like we can do to help kind of Northwest Ohio.
And that personal website that Dan just mentioned is dandiverna.com. Really easy, dandiverna.com. If someone wants to come in and go through that money map process and find out what you're all about, Dan, what happens when they make that phone call?
Yep. So you're going to get a voicemail, and they're going to ask you just to like leave a little bit of personal information. Then we're going to call you right back. It's usually me doing the phone call back just in case there's any simple questions that can be answered over the phone. But then we'd like to schedule a time to sit down. It's a very casual meeting, usually 15 to 20 minutes at the beginning just to see if it kind of even feels right. And if it does, then we'll proceed into just learning a little bit more about you and you learning a little bit more about me. And if that feels right, then we'll just continue down that path. And that path of kind of organizing the financial junk drawer and answering the questions that you have and kind of walking you through that money map process. And it really depends on what your intentions are. Sometimes it's a second opinion. Sometimes somebody just says, boy, I've had this one thing that's been hanging out there that I've always wondered about. I've always had this thing, and I wonder if I should have it, if I need it, if I shouldn't have it, if I should turn it in. I wonder what the purpose of it is. I remember buying it, but I don't remember all the details. No matter what that question is, we'd love to kind of walk you through that process.
All right. And the number to call if you'd like to make all this happen, if you like the things that Dan DiVerna has been saying on today's show, 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. Dan DiVerna is a financial consultant with Creative Financial Partners in Perrysburg. And Dan's been doing this for a very long time. It has been helping a lot of folks, a lot of individuals, a lot of couples, a lot of families all over Northwest Ohio. So call the number and find out what it's all about. 800-373-9715. One more time, that is 1-800-373-9715. I'm Ron Stutz along with Dan DiVerna. And Dan, I got to say, it's been a pleasure being on the show with you today.